Hey, Dawnaline. I heard that if I called you, that I'd hear my voice on a podcast. So, hello, Internet. I have a crackpot theory. Haha, J&J, crackpot theory, whatever. But I have a stupid theory. It's the stupidest of stupid theories. The stupidest stupid that ever stupided a stupid. But I feel like I need to share it with the world regardless. The song, Dharma Lady, by Geronimo Jackson, that's on iTunes now. My stupid theory, and it's really stupid, is this. That song is written by a young Ben who is infatuated with Juliet. And that's ridiculous, but I really think that it's a possibility. And it's pretty stupid. But fuck you, Internet. Yes.
Hi, Ralph and Ben and producer Ryan and Dharma Lars listeners. This is Sue from Trivia War, and I'm realizing now that my call to the Dharma line is long overdue, but I had to tell you guys that you guys were my inspiration for starting my show, Trivia War. You guys had Colleen and Jay on for your Call Weather stage fighting workshop, in which you took them on, or you actually pitted them against each other with some Arrested Development trivia. And I'm a huge fan of Arrested Development. I'm also a huge fan of you guys, and I just thought that was great. And so I decided to start Trivia War as a show where people could take on other people on trivia with TV shows and movies. But anyway, this call isn't about me. It's about you guys. You guys are my inspiration. You were fantastic. I understand why the Dharma Lars has to end if you don't have enough time to produce. I can definitely relate to that. But I just want you to know that we're here and we loved you guys. And as far as one of your listeners said about calling in anyway and leaving lost feedback, I am totally on board for that. So if I remember Wednesday night, I will definitely call in with my thoughts on the new episode. Just because you guys can't produce the show doesn't mean that we can't still contribute. So anyway, keep up the good work in all your future endeavors, and we'll miss you. Bye.
Hey, Dharma Lars. Just calling to keep the Dharma line alive and not to bitch at you like everyone else. Great episode. Miss you guys. Let's see. Find a line to go out on. Keep that tradition alive. How about this? And secondly, I know you're the big marriage expert and all, but oh wait, I forgot. Your wife is dead. Alright, I'll see you guys later. Long live the Lars.
Hey, Dharma Lars. Okay, just watched the episode. Okay, I just want to say, I think that Saeed is kind of in a pickle, but Ben came to visit him. And I think that Ben, this is my theory, I think that Ben is going to help him escape and join the other hostels, maybe. Just because I think that Ben has already kind of visited Richard Alpert, and maybe he thinks, like, you know, since I'm part of them, I can kind of help him escape, or something like that. I think that's how Saeed is going to escape. And also, I think that the whole thing with Juliet and Sawyer and Kate, I think that's going to blow over real quickly, because I think Sawyer's probably just going to say to her, you know, I liked you, but now I'm in love with Juliet, and that's going to be the end of it. At least I hope so. So, I guess we'll just see. And thanks for listening to me. Bye.
Hey, Dharma Lars. This is Trevor from Texas. I just finished watching the newest episode, Namaste, and I have to say I liked it a lot. One of the things I really liked about it, though, was, you know, the kind of character development, or rather, role reversal of Jack and Sawyer. I mean, now Sawyer's the guy in charge. He's the one with the respectable Dharma Initiative job as head of security. And Jack's, you know, just the low-life workman who's cleaning up all the trash and stuff. So I'm really excited to see that Sawyer's the one in charge. He's the one thinking things out. He's the man with the plan instead of Jack now, who has to kind of take a follower type of position. And I like that a lot. I think it's good for Jack. I think it will lead up to a big turnaround season 6 where he becomes leader again. So that's just what I'm thinking. Anyways, great episode. Keep putting people's calls in your podcast, you know. You don't have to talk or anything, but, you know, keep the listener theories and call-ins alive, you know, and keep putting callers on your podcast. All right, thanks. Bye.
What's going on, guys? What's up? This is Jay calling out of L.A. Okay. All right. I figured it out. I was calling the wrong fucking number. What the hell? Sprint tells you they're backing up the contacts. They say they're backing up the contacts. But I looked on there, and why the hell is the large number wrong? Okay? Well, it's the old number, it's not the new number. And then, on top of that, I'm looking at it, it's like a couple of numbers on there that's kind of ass backwards, backwards. Don't make any damn sense. So, oh my God, okay. The fuck was I saying? The fuck was I thinking? I was going to give props to Sprint. I was going to give them props today because I caught they ass Saturday night after 11, okay? After 11 fucking o'clock, I got somebody that did not act like they understood what I was saying. It really didn't. You know what I'm saying? I hate when I call a customer service place and you ask them a question that's not on the list and they repeat, "Is there anything else out here I can help you with?" I get some fucking like, "What the hell is that? What the hell is that?" I don't understand. So, anyway, I'm sorry. But, so, I call Sprint. I got Takesha. Takesha told me, she heard my problem. She didn't give me no kind of guff. I don't know if she was just mellow or whatever the hell she had to do before she went to work. But she handled her business. I wasn't on the phone for nothing but like 5 minutes. I said, "Hey, my shit when I push space bar, when I push the space bar on my ass thing, the fucking Q button pops up when I go and try to flip the ABCs to the 1, 2, 3s and all that other shit. The fucking W hits and the C and the Q, all this other shit." She said, "You know what?" She was like, "Okay, I'm gonna send you a phone, whatever. It's gonna be there. Whatever. I'm looking, I'm like, okay, this is too good to be true. This is too good to be true. So, I wasn't tripping. I said to myself, I said, okay, I'm going to give her the benefit of the doubt. It is late. And she's like talking all this bullshit, it's going to be there Thursday, I'm going to call it Wednesday, da-da-da-da-da, all this other shit. I think she was just sitting up there like trying to do some kind of fucking mind trick on me because she knew the next words out of my mouth was that fucking Sprint. I'm going to that fucking getting an iPhone, okay? So I don't know. But still in all, what the hell she do? That was Saturday night. I get up, check my damn email after the internet scare of 2009 happened, okay? No internet access anywhere in this small town. And then, on top of that, like, you know, just everything looked shit. I'm not going to go into it. So, I wake up. I get an email. Okay. And the fucking thing is already here. It left from St. Louis or whatever, supposedly yesterday. And, you know, was here. Left from St. Louis. What was it, 6, and they scanned it or something? No, it was 12 their time, and then they scanned it out at, like, 4 my time or some shit. And 8:30, 9 o'clock this morning, the fucking damn thing is here. What the fuck ever? Okay? So I call all this shit, and they're like, yeah, how you doing? Just know this, put that, put this in there, and send it back to us. The fuck? Okay? So I'm currently talking on this, so hopefully, you know, it's coming through clear. It's no, I don't sound like I'm getting my ass electrocuted or some shit or whatnot, you know. But needless to say, the fucking, Sprint is fucking actually did something here. But then I go to add the contacts, okay? I put the same fucking micro SD card in my damn phone. The same thing. Okay, then I hook the phone up to my computer, which has the latest backup of my fucking contacts. How the fuck did the number reset? I don't know. How the fuck did some of my pictures not, well, you know, I don't expect it to be perfect, but, I mean, come on. What the fuck? So, anyway, that was that. So, I guess it's just a thing that other cost. The show's done. It's over. Game over. The fuck? Okay? Now, being that I'm on my year-long rotation, I'm going to go ahead and, you know, I understand the fan band situation. You know what I'm saying? You had to choose. Of course, family comes first, unless they try to catch you on a poker game. I understand. Okay? So, therefore, you know, it was a good run. You know, hopefully you guys, I'm going to still keep you on my fucking iPhone, just in case you decide to send us a token, greatness into the iTunes there. I'm going to keep it there forever. Okay? So, you know, the show will be missed and all that there. I don't know. What the fuck else was going on, I guess? I've seen the Watchmen. I've seen the Watchmen. Okay, greatness happened on the Watchmen. So I've got into it with a couple of my friends. They're talking about, they expecting motherfuckers to be shooting webs and hitting people with fireballs and shit. I said, dude, no, it's not like that. Like, you know what I'm saying? I'm glad that it wasn't like that, because I'm getting sick of that shit. Every time I turn around, the motherfucker was throwing some kind of mind force at me and shit. You know what I'm saying? I don't need all that. I like the movie. I got the perfect fucking seat, but the wrong fucking movie to be in it. I'm sitting in the middle aisle, three rows into the fucking stadium seat. The fucking ear things is lining up. You know, I gotta have the speakers pointed directly towards my ears. And I'm sitting in the middle fucking seat. Perfect. Perfectness. Okay? That's the word. I'm gonna sit up here and say, I looked at this movie and I was just blown away by it until. Spoiler, people. Spoiler, just in case you didn't see it. Okay? I was hit in the face with. Well, I didn't get hit in the face. But it was on screen. But hell. Now, I don't have a problem. You know what I'm saying? I'm secure in my masculinity that, that's your thing, whatever. You know what I'm saying? The couple next to me, I don't know what the hell his wife, she was supposed to get bothered or something. Because it was fucking pandemonium going on with the old couple next to me. But, I mean, shit. Okay? Every fucking time I turned around, and then there's multiple women. What the fuck is going on here? What is going on here? I'm glad I did not bring my daughter to see this damn movie. You know what I'm saying? But, you know, the movie was great. I give it, I'm easy to please with movies, okay? I don't go to a movie and expect my fucking questions of life to be answered by this movie. So, I mean, you know. So, anyway, the movie was great. It was, I give it a fucking 9 out of 10. I had to take off a star via Facebook Flicksters. I had to take off a damn star because that son of a bitch, it was too much blue dick on screen. Okay? And the multiple blue dicks, that was just horrible. Okay? But it was still a good movie. I mean, getting past that, I'm not going to dock it. You know what I'm saying? 5 points, even though some might. But you know what I'm saying? It's like, hey, you know, somebody got a kick out of that. But, you know, the movie was great. I loved it. Or whatever. I'm getting now seeing all these movies talking about houses on the corners and all this other shit. I don't know. Whatever. You know what I'm saying? But, you know, I guess, I mean, that movie was cool. The Knowing is next. I'm going to go see The Knowing or whatnot. But, I guess the song. So, I guess, you know, good luck, as Vince was saying, in all your future endeavors. You know what I'm saying? Please hit us up or whatnot. I'll be, you know, still calling and stuff like that if, you know, the number is still there or whatnot. Following Twitters or, you know, tuning into, you know, the shows you guys recommended, you know, on the fan. So peace out, Ralph, Ben, you know, Jimmy, and the great producer Ryan, you know what I'm saying? I guess that's all I got. I ain't got no damn movie because I don't believe this is the end, so I'm not going to go out on shit. And you might see me, you know, being passive, and then because I ain't got shit else to do. You know what I'm saying? You might even see me in the Comic-Con line or whatnot. You know. So, you know, Lex was, you know, dude bugging out in the back because he got here late because his girlfriend takes 2 hours to do any damn thing. Oh, fiance, sorry. I'm gonna get it. So, there you go. That's all I got, guys.